And now, broadcasting on Star Worldwide Networks, it's In the Green Room. Green is in, but what does that really mean for you? Join the gang for a fun and energetic half-glass, half-full perspective to what and how sustainability is the lifestyle for the future. It can really affect everything you do, from your health, wallet, environment, money, even your morals. So our goal, to help save the planet one show at a time. Now, welcome to the Green Room.
Welcome, everyone, to In the Green Room. I am Kinga.
Happy Tuesday. This is Chet. Welcome in the Green Room, everybody.
Hello, Chet.
How's your day been so far?
Excellent, because I got a hike in.
Ooh.
Being out in nature, the fresh
being
air.
Being active definitely makes your body and your mind feel so good. So why don't you introduce our guest today?
Well, we have back in studio Phoebe Marlowe. She's kind of co-hosting with us tonight.
Oh, I am? Cool.
And we have my childhood best friend, Mama Brenda Macaroli. Say hello.
Hello. Hi, Kinga.
Singer-songwriter?
Yes.
And
Music from the Heart. It's called Music from the Heart.
My music. And welcome to the studio, finally.
Thank you, Kinga.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
It's a birthday party tonight. Yes, Chet, did you know it's a birthday?
Well, happy birthday.
Thanks.
Now I'm getting a chance to wish her happy birthday.
There we go. Thanks, Robin.
Thank you.
And I want to welcome A.C. Caswell. He's our guest tonight, and he's a former NFL player. And can you say hello?
Hello, everybody, and hello, Miss Kinga, and hello to the team.
And you played for the Raiders.
I did.
And he has quite a great story of how he got started, and he didn't. He had some setbacks and some discouragement, but he prevailed, and he just said, "I'm not going to stop, and I'm going to win, and I won't quit." And he's going to tell us all about that. And he also is doing so much for charities, for helping children, and all kinds of. What are the charities that you've donated your?
Yeah, we donate a lot of time and a lot of money, but we do Boys and Girls Club, YMCA, also just a lot of local charities that, you know, that don't really get the name recognition that we'll step in and try to help them out. So it's fun.
Okay.
Wow. So where did your football career start then? Like, did you play football here locally, or wasn't it your start in L.A.? Or?
Well, you know what? I was born and raised in Los Angeles, obviously, and then my parents moved us here to Arizona, and I had a chance to go to Deer Valley High School. So
I think we need you to speak up a little bit for
little
Facebook.
Okay, Facebook.
For Facebook, I'm going to go live.
Here in the valley, then.
Okay, here in the valley, absolutely.
Oh, nice.
Absolutely. So Deer Valley High School, and did all my activities there at Deer Valley, and then had an opportunity to go to Glendale Community College right here locally, obviously, and had an opportunity to do football and track. It was amazing, man. I love Arizona, very competitive, obviously, and from that point, just pursued it, you know, from Glendale Community College, and had a chance to go to the Olympics for track and field right out of GCC.
Wow, that's very impressive.
Yeah,
for the 100.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, I was a sprinter, so that was my thing, man.
You're gonna have to race Rachel.
Yeah. You know,
well, Hill smoker. That's
after these 9 surgeries, I think she can definitely get me, man. So, but sports has been awesome for me. Great vehicle for sure.
And how did you get to the NFL, and how did you get to the Raiders? Because I know you emphasized you were non-drafted.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, it was a climb. It was a fight, you know. But once again, you know, growing up the way I grew up in Los Angeles, which I wouldn't take anything from it. It was hard. You have to learn how to be competitive. You have to learn how to fight for everything that you want in life, and that was the mentality that I had. You know, because I came out of a small school, which is junior college. I didn't have an opportunity to go to a major D1 school, you know, like a lot of my friends that end up getting drafted. So my route was a little bit different. You know, I went to a JC, wasn't drafted, but I kept fighting, kept kicking indoors, and, you know, being sent off to different cities to play something called semi-pro ball, which that means that you don't get paid, but you go to work for Budweiser and you come to practice, and it was hard, you know. So that was my motivation to say, you know what, I believe that I deserve to be in the NFL, so I'm going to keep kicking indoors. And I got there.
Well, it's amazing that you had that level of motivation to keep going, even though you had all those setbacks.
Absolutely, man. It was a lot of setbacks, you know. I mean, just people telling you your whole life, you know, you can't do it. You're not going to make it. You didn't go through the traditional route, you know, which is a D1 college. You don't have an agent. I mean, all the things that was against me. But I knew that My passion was there, you know, my talent was there, and I knew that I had a bigger purpose to make it in the NFL, not just for the money and the fame, but also to have a platform to give back like what I'm doing now. So, yeah,
and your position was wide receiver.
Play wide receiver, yes.
Wide receiver.
Wow. Yes, yes, yes. So it was fun, man. I mean, I miss it, but, you know, I'm in the real world, as we call it now. So
that's great. And yeah. And now, how did you get inspired to start giving back?
Yeah, well, you know what? Once again, because I was an underprivileged kid, you know, I was a kid who had to rely on a lot of the Boys and Girls Clubs and the YMCA, after school YMCA centers to just kind of let me come in and be a kid and get off the streets.
So your mom was working?
Yeah, mom was working, you know, to provide for her family, obviously. And because I was around a lot of gang infested activities in my neighborhood, I knew that that wasn't a route for me. So, the youth center said, hey, come on in and be a kid, have fun, shoot pool, play basketball, come and eat, you know, all those amazing things. So I knew that there was other kids out there like me. So if I had an opportunity to make it successfully, whether it was in business or sports, I knew that I wanted to give back, you know. So that was my opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah, the Boys and Girls Club program everywhere is just amazing. All my friends and I, we all played basketball like all throughout elementary school through the Boys and Girls Club leagues, and we probably would have been up to no good if we hadn't been doing that. So
my question was, did you dunk on me? Was that you who dunked on me at the Boys and Girls Club? I mean, I don't forget faces and names, you know what I mean? So I'm gonna go back and look at my highlight tape and make sure that was your son that dunked.
Actually, Chet was famous for his three-pointers.
Yeah.
Nice.
Out there and shoot.
No, yeah. I mean, he really could have taken his pick.
That's all I do in yard now, too, just play defense and shoot.
But. Yeah, with all three sports. Yeah, he could have been like, I'll do football, I'll do basketball, and continue on that. But his choice was baseball, lefty pitcher. But no, basketball, I just always was so a proud mom watching him. A three-pointer.
It's a great, great feeling. I mean, I was too short, you know, to play basketball. I loved it, but I was too short. So I knew that wasn't my thing. So I said, no, we'll pass let basketball be basketball. But track and football, I will get you.
Well, you clearly picked the right avenues if you made it to the Olympics and NFL.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
So we are so excited. We're going to cut to music, and we are so excited to have Phoebe Marlo back in studio. Welcome again. And we'd like to hear about, you have a single release party coming up.
Yeah.
Can you tell us all about that?
Yeah.
Please.
So February 28th, my band Pajama Pants, that's why I'm wearing pajamas, we are having our very first single release called Helios. And then on March 7th, we're having a big house concert party to celebrate the release of our song. So it's March 7th if you want to come to the house concert. It's from 6 to 11. If you want the address, DM me on Instagram at Phoebe Marlo. And if you want to stream Helios, it's spelled H-E-L-I-O-S. It'll be on all the streaming platforms if you want to download it February 28th.
And you'll be playing that song with the band or solo tonight?
With the band, preferably.
Okay, great. And just so everyone knows, this house concert, it has such a great setup for bands.
Yeah.
The whole outside is just, it's incredible. There's a whole band area and the fire pit and the seating. It's just a really cool venue for concerts.
That's exciting.
Yes.
Do you want to wait for your whole band to get here, or do you want to play a song now? It's up to you.
That would be nice if I could wait for them.
Yeah, let's wait for them. She prepared for it.
That sounds great. Okay.
Yeah, she said they're going to be here soon. So, it's your choice. But
Do you want to do one solo before they get here?
Sure, I can do one solo.
Okay.
All right. I'll do Teddy. It's an original from Pajama Pants. Oh, yeah, the ukulele.
Oh.
There we go. All right. I'm not the bad guy. She was on the wrong side. Never had the chance to open to her own kind. She slipped and fell. Gonna let slide. Listen to her mother cry as she's on the other side. La 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 la
chance to hit the ground. Feel the rush, you might like it. When the time comes for you, they'll roll you out in a heartbeat.
Of voice. Oh, it's amazing.
You. Yeah, wow, you crushed that.
Wow. Thank you.
So crushed it. Wow, did you write that?
Yeah, I wrote it with the band. Can't take full credit. They helped a lot.
So yeah. Do you all sit together and just have a night for writing music or?
Kind of. I kind of gave them this idea of some chord progressions and a few lyrics, and then they just took it and kind of ran with it and made it sound more pretty. Yeah, so
yeah, that little melody is so catchy, it's stuck in my head now.
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
sounds a lot better when she does it, so let her stick to it.
So do you know how to sing Happy Birthday?
I could sing it a cappella.
Yeah, why don't we sing Happy Birthday for Brenda?
All right, sounds fun.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brenda. Happy birthday to you.
And many more. Of course, yeah. Has it been a great birthday so far?
Absolutely. It's been kind of a nice miracle day all day long.
Yeah. Well, we are going to keep the night going even better and more magical. So,
yeah.
So back to you, AC.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you have this amazing career,
yes,
with the Raiders and your Olympics,
right.
track.
Yeah.
And then you decide to come back and just get started on helping others. And that's what our show's about, saving the planet.
Right. One show at a time. The whole thing we do.
So you're saving others and saving children.
Yep.
And so tell us about your charity.
The charity, yeah. Well, my personal charity is called Youth on the Rise Foundation. I started that probably about maybe 12 years ago. You know, that was just something that we can have a little bit more direct contact on. Really how we want to do things, you know, not having to be handcuffed by the government and said, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, you don't have the funding. So we just said, hey, let's fund it ourselves. Let's create some amazing clinics for kids and speaking engagements and all kind of football camps and basketball tournaments. You know, just a lot of things that we knew that we can control and get the community involved. So that was my first project with Youth on the Rise Foundation. And then after that, I just started partnering up with a lot of other, you know, obviously a lot of nonprofits start calling us and saying, hey, guys, you know, we're trying to raise money for certain causes or after school programs and food and clothing. And I mean, it was a lot, you know, it was a lot when people know that you do have a heart of giving back. You know, you're going to get those calls, and then we just have to learn how to manage it and say, hey, you know, unfortunately we can't save every nonprofit, but we can do our best. So we start partnering up with other nonprofits and saying, hey, well, what can we do to help you? You know,
Make a Wish was one.
Yeah.
Right?
Make a Wish. Absolutely.
Make a wish.
Yeah. Make a Wish. We partnered out with Teen Lifeline. You know, that was the one I really love. You know, Teen Lifeline was helped prevent teen suicide, and that was something that we were dealing with. So many student athletes from an athletic standpoint who were so depressed, you know, because either they didn't make the team or the coach said they were no good, and they were really contemplating suicide. So we had to figure out what was a vehicle for us, and we teamed up with Teen Lifeline. I fell in love with their program, their message.
We've never had them on the show.
I tell you, it's amazing what they do. I mean, it was like, wow. So, you know, with that being said, we became a big supporter of those guys. Child Help, obviously, is a great. I mean, so many amazing charity events here in Arizona because I believe the weather is awesome. So that's always going to be one of our, you know, one of our heart desires, is to figure out who can we partner with. And, you know, we do enough amazing events to where we can raise some proceeds. So, yeah, it's fun.
So you have an event coming up, and it's going to be May 2nd.
Yep, absolutely.
And tell us about that event.
Excuse me. Yeah, this is one of our annual events that we literally do every year. It's called the Million Dollar Mingle Celebrity Fundraiser. And we really just came up with this to be able to entertain our guests from different avenues, from celebrities to athletes to corporate people, and just a lot of good affluent people that want to come out. And we kind of look at it to where it's not a conservative event. You know, it's a very sexy event, very elegant event, sassy, personality-wise. You can come out and be flamboyant. It captures the likeness of different demographics. You know, hey, come on out. But our attitude is, let's have fun raising money. So getting ready to start it off May 2nd.
Live music.
Yeah. Live music, casino night, fundraising games.
Sounds fun.
It's going to be a red carpet, you know, the whole
It's going to be at the Canby.
At the Canby, 24th Street in Camelback. Mm-hmm. It is a private invite only, so we ask that, you know, people can go online to our website, milliondollarmingle.com, and still kind of, you know, get some tickets. But
and the green room has how many VIP tickets do we have here?
If we'll make the announcement today, okay,
we're putting me on the spot.
I know, he's in as many as I want, but I want to.
Can I get
two.
A drum roll or something? But we want to put it on the spot that we are partnered up with you guys.
Yes,
and I want everybody to know that if you want to get to us, they got to go through you. Got to go through
Kinga. That's right.
Okay, they got to go through Kinga, and she's going to have some special tickets. I love it. Thank you. But we're excited to team up with you guys, and we know that it's going to be a fun event. So,
Chet and Rachel and his girlfriend, Christina, are definitely going to be in. And how many DJs and music venues
will be
there?
Well, you know, this is a fun event, so we make sure it's fun. It's going to be, it's like, man, three or four things going on at once. We're going to have a rooftop party with a DJ. We're going to have a luxury ballroom being set up with a DJ. We're going to have another DJ in a private room. So it's going to be, we love music, we love entertainment. People love to come out and laugh and dance and have a good time, even maybe being able to work something out with her and her music.
Absolutely. Oh, she'd
have
be
a great
perfect.
Voice. Yeah.
I'm like, are you kidding me? She'd be perfect. Yeah.
And I'm a competitor, so I might want to take her job. You know, so you never know.
No, she'd be perfect.
But, no, we love it. So it's going to be fun, and it caters to everyone. You know, it's not just, you know, particular nationality. Everybody comes out and have a good time.
So if any of our listeners
want to go. But it's a sexy crowd. I understand that. Yeah.
If they want to go, are there still tickets available?
Yeah, absolutely. But you have to be 21 and up, obviously. No fake IDs.
Yeah.
Because we're going to card you. But they can go to our website. You know, it'll lead you to people are buying tickets now, obviously. It's just going to be a fun event, man. We're excited.
And do we already know the lineup of NFL players and celebrities?
Yeah.
Can you name a few that will be there?
Excuse me. One thing about this event, you know, it literally caters to athletes. I mean, it's athlete driven, from NFL to NBA to hockey, WNBA. We try to capture every sport. We're going to have, my little cousin Mike Bibby plays in NBA. We're going to have, spring baseball.
Oh, Mike Bibby's your cousin?
Yeah, all these guys going to be out here.
You've heard of him.
Well, no, his sons went to Shadow Mountain.
Yeah, they
were amazing. They could hit three from literally
half
court.
Oh, man, yeah, you're talking about threes. I mean,
all day. It was fun to watch them play, though.
Yeah, but I tell you, man, that's the fun part, because corporate and some of the people that come out, they know that they'll have the chance to rub elbows and talk and just mingle. It's called a mingle, you know, that they have that right. Once they buy a ticket, you know, they'll have that right to, you know, hang out and talk and say, hey, man, I liked your career or love what you did off the court and on the court. And that's why we give them that opportunity. So.
Well, it's a really brilliant idea to bring these people together that kind of, you know, they've lived their whole life in the limelight and attention driven, you know, their fans made them who they are, even though they have such talent. And so they like that attention.
Absolutely.
And then to, you know, commingle that with people that are excited, they're fans, and then to create money for charity.
Oh,
it's a brilliant idea.
I mean, and you know, I don't know if we can say it on the air, but you know, there's
it's
food,
brilliant.
There are drinks, you know, there's
we can
there's
say that.
Fun. So
we can
you're going to have that fun. You know, you can come and let your hair down. You can laugh. You can network. You can meet some cool people, you know, and that's what we want to make sure that, and that's not a disrespect, but we're not a conservative event, you know. It's going to be fun.
Go to have a good time, essentially.
Oh, man, and that's how we look at it. We work hard. You know, we put a lot into it, make these things happen. Yes, it looks amazing, but at the end of the day, we want to have fun too. So that's what I say. If you want to come and have fun and raise money, then this is the Million Dollar Mingo's event that you want to come
so
to.
So are there any specific charities that you've selected yet for
yes.
the event?
We that's have. A good
okay,
question.
That's exciting. Yes. Which ones are they?
Great question. So,
yes.
So we did. We picked up Rise and Dream Foundation, which is a charity that's dear to my heart that we're going to be supporting. On a personal level, no secret, but... on a personal level, this is a little bit more personal this year with this event because my 5-year-old nephew was diagnosed with cancer.
Oh no!
And
mm-hmm.
so
it's horrible.
But he's in great spirits, and we
prayers
know,
with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, man. But you know, we look in the mirror and say, "Hey, this is what we're here for," and we have an opportunity to do something about it and raise some money additionally for his cause as well. And many,
well,
and
what
many
kind
other
of cancer
kids.
Is it?
He was diagnosed with melanoma cancer, and unfortunately it spread a little bit through his lymph nodes and had his first surgery a couple of weeks ago, went good. But he, like I said, he's in great spirit, and he just talks about Disneyland and Star Wars.
Oh.
And so I have a special guest. I'm going to make an announcement on the radio, but we have some very important people from Hollywood coming out that is a part of Star Wars and some other things they're going to do to surprise them. So it's going to be amazing. They're
that's very
that's so
exciting.
Great.
Wow.
Yeah, they're coming to the event, but they're also going to surprise him, too. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah. Oh, that's very exciting.
Well, if he's listening, we wish him a speedy recovery.
Yeah, Robert Niles Jones V. He lets you know that he's V. So, yeah.
Well, hopefully he'll be going back to Disneyland sometime soon. Then
we're gonna get him there this summer. You
oh,
know?
That's
so
exciting.
I love
Disneyland.
Yeah. I'm a big kid. I love it, man. Entertainment all day long. Athletes
are
some of the biggest
place.
Kids. I mean, you see 6'5", 300-pound guys trying to get in a race kart. You know, a go-kart just to drive. I mean, we're just big kids. We love it. You know, we take over the game rooms and Top Golf, and I mean, we're just big kids, so we're going to have fun doing it. So
Chet, I'm a big kid. Your childhood, how many times do you think you went to Disneyland?
Oh, tons of times.
Nice.
I think you guys wanted to go more than we did.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No. Chet probably went to Disneyland 5 times a year.
That rubbed off on me, though, because I still like to go at least once
I'm not
a year.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Well, we can all go together. We'll take a big bus.
I'm down. Now.
Yeah. I love it.
And we had San Diego Zoo annual passes and SeaWorld annual passes.
Well, the biggest one for me has always been, I would say, Disneyland is great too, but Universal Studios is, I mean, I get lost in there. I'm just a big kid.
I love that too. Well, we only went there a handful of times though.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we were lucky nonetheless.
Yes. You're very blessed childhood, huh?
Well, I'm definitely really looking excited to this $1 million mingle event. It's going to be a great time.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, hopefully Chet and Rachel are going to be DJing there.
Yeah,
so to all of our listeners who potentially want to come and have some drinks within the green room, get your tickets.
Yeah.
So
that's
it's going
right.
to be a good time.
And what are the costs of the tickets?
Well, the cost of the tickets is our least expensive is $100 ticket. You know, it's a luxury event, but you get all the bells and whistles.
$100,
and then it climbs up the ladder to $250 to $500, and then they have some sponsorship packages that they can get that allows kind of like the all-in-one of amenities. But even the person that you know that bought a $100 ticket last year, we sold out. 3,000 people showed up. It was awesome. And they got live entertainment, casino night. I mean, they had a chance to eat. I mean, the atmosphere was just amazing. So even if you buy a $100 ticket, I mean, you're still going to get treated like royalty. So.
And you're donating to charity. So
yeah, donating to charity.
Win-win.
Yeah, oh,
you're gonna have
definitely
fun.
Win-win. Absolutely.
You're going to feel good about it.
Absolutely.
Such a win-win. And so what are the premier tickets?
Yes. You know, once again, because we're very creative, and I'll say this, and we talked about it a little bit off the air, is that the Million Dollar Mingle, the reason why we created it, the name the Million Dollar Mingle from a marketing standpoint is that we never want to raise no less than $1 million. So we're very creative with our structure package, which luxury VIP rooms, private luxury rooms that's taking place and parties and, you know, different cool things, which you have to pay to play, obviously. So we do have
Different tiers.
Yeah, different tiers, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, just like how a casino is.
Exactly. I mean, different tiers, and you know what? And people love that because they say, hey, you know what? I want to. This is a great way for me to reach that goal of raising $1 million because I purchase this type of package, you know, and it's personal, you know. So it makes them feel good, and we want to honor them. But we'll be kicking off our private party called the Black Card Holder Party. That's $500 and up, and it's going to be just amazing time. It's going to be awesome.
Sounds
well,
exciting.
We're proud of you.
Thank
proud of you, AC. This is
and have you guys
really
join
incredible.
Us this year too, man? That's just
you don't
icing on. I mean, I know you guys are going to come with it, so I'm just I'm excited.
A party's lit when, oh, yeah, yeah, when the green room shows up.
There you go. Green room in the green room. We're going to make it happen.
We'll
Kinga definitely knows how to drink wine better than any of us. So nobody can keep up with her wine chugging rates. But
Is it?
Yes.
Today?
Yes, there's no wine.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we usually have
this
wine.
This is opposite
what?
Day.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. We usually drink wine right in here.
Yeah, so I don't know Kinga's we can do all that and say that. So I'm excited. So we'll bring the new wine water for you then. How's that? We'll have a special drink for you. But, yeah, it's going to be amazing, man. I mean, just it feels like Vegas, you know, when people come out. So.
That's so, AC, do you have family here? Is your children?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, my family's, I have family still in California, obviously. I have a home there, so I go back to LA a lot. But my kids are here, you know, they're all student athletes as well, and I'm proud of them.
Because he had me going yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yesterday, he tells me, and I fell hook, line, and sinker. I was so gullible.
Yeah.
He said, well, I just want to tell you that I have, I can't remember, you said like, 81 children or something.
Well,
I'm like,
realistically, I said 20 kids by 11 different mothers. So, you know.
He was so shocking.
Yeah, so athletes, you know, we get already tagged. Like,
and he said it without a smile.
Oh, yeah, I was serious
and
about
then
it. So.
I'm like, no, you're kidding. He goes, no, I'm serious.
And then she thought I was, for the younger generation, they might not be able to relate, but then she thought I was Wilt Chamberlain. He had like 2,000 women and tons of kids all over. And I said, I'm just teasing, you know, so.
So the true story is you have four children?
I do. Yeah, I have four beautiful kids, and they're here doing it. Well, two of them are in college, so, you know, they're student athletes doing their thing. And then my youngest is here, and he's track and soccer, so he doesn't play football. He's kind of small, too, so I didn't want him to get crunched up like I did. So.
And how do you feel about that, the whole football concussion thing?
Well, you know, we kind of talked about it, too. Every sport has concussion. I mean, from soccer to hockey to, I mean, look at hockey. I mean, that stuff, they allow you to just knock each other out on the court. So I can say this honestly because I still sit on our NFL board and I do a lot of things for awareness and safety. Youth football and high school football is the safest it's ever been. And thank God for technology. And it continues to get safer. But football, like I told you, it saved my life. You know, if it wasn't for tackle football growing up, I wouldn't have made it. I wouldn't be able to take care of my family and give back to my community. So I would never say anything bad about, you know, tackle football. Is it physical? Yes, it is, you know. But that's why you have to start with the coaches and train them to teach the kids the proper way and not have that mentality like, oh, be tough and just, you know, suck it up and be tough. You have to train the coaches who are so competitive at a youth level where they're hurting the kids, you know. And we're doing that. You know, we're doing that from the NFL all the way down. So love football. Love it.
True. Yeah, and there are dangers in every sport. Like baseball, there's a huge hazard of getting hit by the baseball as a pitcher.
Absolutely.
Some people have been hit and almost died. I think actually some players even have died from getting hit in the head by the baseball. So you can't just.
But that's really rare for baseball.
Yeah. But even
so, it's still a danger.
I mean, even gymnastics. Yeah, no disrespect to gymnastics, but man, there's some, you know, they don't report it on live TV, obviously, because they pull them behind the scenes. But even in gymnastics, man, if you look at the concussion rates through women's soccer and gymnastics, I mean, it's alarming, you know. So, unfortunately, you know, that's where we're at. But our job as parents and coaches is to, you know, teach the kids how to be safer, you know. But it's physical for sure.
So overall, you think it's a good thing that the awareness has gone up about the concussion?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. You know, absolutely. For sure. I mean, I think with technology and, you know, all the innovative companies that are coming together, even with medicines, you know, when you got a concussion, you know, it wasn't too much help for you. Hey, go take a test. And if you pass it, go back on the field. Now they don't do that. You know, they have every team has to have certified, you know, neurological surgeons on the field and doctors and, you know, that's even at the youth and high school level, too. So you have to, as a parent, you have to feel proud about that, you know. But you're not going to get rid of the sport.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves football in America. Like, it's not going anywhere.
Well, here's the funny thing. In the NFL to this day, your number one supporters are women. I mean, if you look at your women buyers, your women ticket holders, and they love the NFL. Okay, and these are mothers who have kids that are playing. So that tells you right there who supports the NFL are the women. I mean, they're awesome.
Wow, that's fascinating. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what about going, do you think they'll ever go the direction of like making it not tackle and maybe doing like flag football?
Oh, no, they will never do that because obviously, like anything else in life, it's called business. You know, that's just reality. And it's never gonna, they're never just gonna go to flag football because they have flag football leagues. But you know, this brand is here to stay, and it's just not going anywhere. We just have to adapt to it, you know.
Well, you have a lot of NFL friends, obviously.
Oh, absolutely.
And have you had any that have passed away from?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We unfortunately, you know, we have our statistics. I probably won't share that over the air, but we have a statistics. We get together with our board meeting and we talk about who's struggling, you know, as far as current players, former players, how many passed away through CTE or through just depression or just, you know, drug addiction. And that number is alarming. It's pretty alarming, you know, and that's why we really try to stay active in our industry, because we do have a lot of guys that pass away, unfortunately. Hall of Famers that we've lost probably about maybe just last year. I think we lost maybe about 20 guys last year.
Wow, yeah. That many?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty alarming.
That is so alarming. And 20 guys in 1 year?
That's at different ages. You know, it's not just the old timers. Like, oh, he's 75 years old, played back in the 60s. These are guys that are 29, 35, you know, 40, just different conditions. Yeah.
That's shocking.
That's why it's so huge that the awareness for all the concussions and stuff is going up, because it'll probably eliminate a lot of that brain trauma that's contributing to those deaths.
Absolutely, man.
Well, why can't they come up with some kind of an invention that there's a better helmet?
Yeah.
That no matter what
they
happens.
Do. I mean, there is so many. It's a lot of politics, obviously, as you know. Just like medicine, you know, how many pharmaceutical companies have the antidote to save your life, but they're not going to give it to you yet? Or how many, you know, it's, trust me, it's out there. We have so many manufacturers that introduce their brand to the NFL, but it's a business. You know, just keep it like, I mean, there's so many companies say, hey, we got a perfect, not perfect, but we have an amazing helmet that can absorb impact on concussions or that can reduce it. If you were a parent and had a little kid playing tackle football and a company came and said, hey, you know what? I can't reduce 100%, but I can reduce something. You're going to take that something. Something is better than nothing. So a lot of those companies are doing that, but they're getting shut out. And that's the hard part, because it's a business. You know. So if you're not a certified brand with the NFL where they're all making, you know, millions and billions of dollars together, then you don't even get your product to the table.
So let's say there's a guy like maybe Chet's age that decides, okay, I want to go try to be – there was a movie that was made, and I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah, the movie with Will Smith and a couple.
Do you remember what?
I don't remember the name of it.
I don't remember what it was called, but he decided.
Was it Concussion? Was it called the song? I can't remember, but it was a great movie.
Well, the one I'm talking about is
I'm drawing a blank on it.
Where the guy that was
it was a great movie.
Like in his 30s, and he decided, I want to go out for the NFL.
Absolutely.
And he just started training and working, whatever. Yeah. And he just went to a practice and he made it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What was the movie?
I know
Invincible.
Yeah, Invincible.
That was
Mark Wahlberg. Yeah, Mark.
That was it. Invincible. Yeah. My gosh, I couldn't remember the name.
But there's a lot of amazing movies, especially with the Netflix and all the, you know, different live streaming. There's so many documentaries and movies that you can watch.
But is that really possible for somebody in their 20s to just decide, I'm going to start working out every day?
I did that. I mean, I was pretty much that guy. I went to, like, the NFL has something called the NFL Combines. Those are the college guys that are getting ready for the draft. And if you don't get invited to the Combines, you're kind of like, wow, I'm stuck. What do I do? And I probably went to maybe at least 10 to 15 Combines, different Combines, before people took notice of who I was. I mean, that's from all over the country.
Dedication there, yeah.
Wow. Paid my own way, airfare, room and board. I mean, it was just, I mean, a lot. It was a meat market. You showed up. I played wide receiver. I went against 300 wide receivers just to get narrowed down to the top five. They got a personal workout with the scout from whatever NFL team. Oh, it was crazy.
So you really, you had a relentless focus.
I drove, yeah. I mean,
relentless focus. So that means you just find out where they're going to all be and just show up there.
Yeah, well, at that time, there was somebody who cornered the market and said, hey, let's partner up with the NFL. Let's do these certified combines in the NFL teams. Mm-hmm. And now they made their meat market money, as we call it, but they were responsible for doing everything. Then the scouts just show up, you know, and say, okay, let's take a look at these guys. Out of 1,000 guys, realistically, they're only going to watch maybe 10 guys. That's it. But you don't know that. You're going for your opportunity. So, yeah, it's a lot.
But if there's one amazing guy out there that nobody knows those talents and he's fast and he's everything, they're not going to look at him?
Well, they are going to look at you, but you have to go through different tiers to get there, you know, because remember, they're here to make money. They're going to say, hey, it's 1,000 guys that registered for the camp. They just made their money. But realistically, the scouts are not even showing up yet. They're going to say, hey, when you get down to your last 10 guys of quality, then we're going to show up. And they did, you know. So you have to make sure you were those last top five or 10 guys that you had a chance to really interview with the scouts.
So being a wide receiver, NFL, you probably know Marquette King, who's been on our show. Yeah. He's a good friend of mine. Do you know Marquette King?
Yeah, he kicked with us with the Raiders. Good guy. I mean, a lot
great
of,
guy. Yeah. And he's also into the music world.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Do you remember Marquette King?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, he's so cool.
Oh,
yeah.
So
some of the new songs he's been putting out are amazing too.
So
he's multi-talented.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and I was with him when he bought his drum set.
Oh
and,
man, this.
I've been to his music studios performing. Yeah. As he's performing, and it's been so cool.
And invite those guys out because we're all a network. We have a fraternity, you know, NFL fraternity network where we get together. But some guys, you know, they do their thing too, but. That's what this event is for, to bring your guests that you collaborate with, you know, from different levels. And say,
so my
hey,
question is, he just made it, I think, on the XFL.
XFL, yeah.
And we discussed this yesterday. Chet, do you understand what XFL is?
Yeah, it's a new football league.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just popped up like this year, right?
Yeah. Well, it came out years ago.
Years ago, yes.
So that's the, and it's so and funny because that's the honor, well, the owner is obviously McMahon from wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he made it, and I actually played in the XFL when it first came out for the Vegas team. I got
drafted.
Way. That's crazy.
And because everybody said, okay, well, hey, you know, we can corner the NFL and kind of take control. So we cornered the NFL and said, okay, we'll go play in the XFL, one of those deals. And, it was hilarious. It was crazy.
So did it just get revived then?
But it got revived, but with the right structure. And they're not here to compete against the NFL because you can't. But it's a spring league that gives guys a chance, like King and other guys, to say, hey, man, I want to still play. I know I can play. If I make it to the NFL, great. But if not, I'm happy in the XFL. But now they're doing it. Now they learned some things that they had to do to really create a good brand of football, you know. But at the first time they came out, it was just an entertainment show.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. You'd have fit in. Can you imagine Kinga, having her as the main cheerleader out there for the Las Vegas team? It was a perfect matchup. So
has the energy.
Yeah, you still got a little bit left in you if I make a call to the XFL. You still got a little bit in you if I make a call.
Oh, I have so much. Wait, you know, okay. I'll show you some videos. Okay. I love going. I love live music, games.
I got you.
Everything. Chip, was that your biggest cheerleader when you were pitching?
Yep. Can't deny that.
I always hear it in the background. I got you, man.
Could you hear my voice or did you block it all out?
I'm going to tell you a funny story real quickly. So because my mom, and this is no lie, so I have a sportswear brand that I own. And we do one of the largest football tours in the country, okay, for youth and high school kids all across America and in Canada. And I remember, man, since a kid growing up, even in the NFL, I see, out of thousands of people in the stadium, I hear my mom, that's my baby, don't hurt my baby, that's my baby. So what
the voice is clear.
And you know how it is when you're in a basketball gymnasium, it's even louder. So what we did was we created a slogan called, that's my baby. And we probably sold over 200,000 shirts across the country with women buying that shirt saying, that's my baby. And
that's hilarious.
Put their kids' number on the back with their name from bling bling to regular print. And that's one of our top selling shirts. That's
my baby.
Are
you still doing that?
Yeah. That's
my
baby.
Mom inspired it though.
Yeah.
How cute is that?
Mother inspired it because I just remember, don't hurt my baby. That's my baby. So it became, and then I was in the stands, you know, just listening to high school games and basketball games and softball. You hear all these women say, that's my baby. So I said, you know what? Let's trademark it. And it took off, you know, and we give percentage back to different charities for that shirt. So I can see you being the face of that.
Oh, are you kidding
we
me?
We still don't have a brand face for That's My Baby, so.
Yeah, that would be her, and I would be like, that's not my mom. No, I'm kidding.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Because when you're on a, you're right, when you're in a basketball stadium, it's just echoing. Yeah. You're like, oh, no.
But I like that. I like that. That's my baby. That's not my mom. I'm a marketer, so we might have to talk about that. I love it. Awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Chet and Rachel were really lucky because we were able to have, after every game or, you know, every win, I'd say party at our house and we'd get pizzas and the whole team was invited. All the parents were invited.
And kids love parents like you because, I mean, I remember, and I'm a little bit older, obviously, but there's a good friend of mine who became one of the top bull riders in the world. Ty Murray went to high school together, and he said, I'm going to become the Michael Jordan of bull riding, which he did.
How cool.
But I remember, and he played football too, but every home game in high school, his mom had a big ranch house, and she invited all the athletes over, and we ate, and we fellowshipped, and so parents like that, man, you love it. So
well, that was our house.
Yeah, you love it.
And in fact, a few of his friends, like the parents weren't home, like I'm not going to say their names, and yeah. And so they, after school, Chip would say, "Can so and so?" I go, "You never have to ask." They all came over.
Yeah,
they all came over.
Love parents like you who really open that door, you know, to kids that can come out, because you'll never forget that. You know, I still talk about it. So.
That's right.
Yeah, I still have a lot of those friends too.
I would have transferred my school just to come over there to visit with you guys. Man. Really, I would have just said, "Hey,
you always invited the party at our place."
I still might just put my cleats on and say, "Hey, can I come over?"
You know, so Chet, he's friends with Jameer.
Jameer's
hung out with Chet.
Yeah, Jameer, he's been calling. So we're all partnered up with some things. And
Jameer knows Chet.
Well, he's come in the green room before.
He's been here a couple times.
Yeah, that's my, and we all stick together. That's the thing about athletes.
Yeah.
I mean, we support one another's charity events and companies and businesses. So, you know, and a lot of guys are here. People don't realize that Arizona's a hotbed because of our weather and training facilities. We're all here in Arizona. So.
And the golf courses.
Oh, man, we love it. You
know, well, Kurt Warner lived a few houses away from us, like six houses away from us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The big W on his gate. I don't know if they sold that house because the W is still there.
Yeah.
I know they have a house in the north. And then Muhammad Ali was our neighbor as well.
Yeah. He passed away.
Steve Nash.
May he rest in peace.
Good family friends of ours, too. His wife, Layla, I mean, his wife, his daughter, and her husband, we all went, Curtis Conway, we all grew up together in L.A., and good people. I mean, just great, great, great guys, and definitely miss, you know, for sure. It meant a lot to a lot of people, you know.
So do you get Larry Fitzgerald out to your
Larry has, that's more on a personal level because our personal history with kids and all those things. But Larry's a good guy, and he's come to our celebrity golf tournaments and other things that we do. And Jordan Sparks is like a daughter to me. Her dad and I are best friends and business partners.
Oh, wow.
Felipe Sparks. So Jordan is, you know, we're all just, everybody's just good, close-knit friends and family. So we all support one another. But you'll see a lot of these guys here. It's going to be fun.
Because I ran into Larry Fitzgerald. He knows the green room. He hasn't been on yet. He promised to come on.
Right.
I called Chet one day and I was like, get over here. I'm at Steak 44 and I'm talking. Chet was on his way and he's late.
Yeah, that's his restaurant.
I think he thought I was full of it. And Chet walks in and there's Larry.
Yeah, that's his restaurant.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Catch him there. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
But yeah, he was so nice and, you know, totally friendly.
Humble.
Yeah. But you're going to see, you know what's so fun about this event? You're going to see a lot of those guys there. And they're humble. And, you know, because they know that to be there, you have to, you know, we just don't let anybody in. So we assure them that hey, man, the people that's coming here, they're going to be respectful. We're going to laugh, have fun. But they'll talk to you. They'll laugh with you. They'll talk sports and all the other things. But you see them there. I mean, you see them there. And, you know, as well as some comedians and a lot of other people that's come in. But it's fun. It's personal. So, yeah.
Have you had Charles Barkley before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Barkley has come. Mike Tyson, all those guys. I mean, we like I said, we own a couple of other companies outside of just charity, and we do business with those guys. So they all, right now, everybody literally is waiting for their VIP invites. I mean, that's how this thing goes. So they
and
know
what about
that,
Shaquille?
We've done some things with Shaquille. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All these guys. and that's more for me because I live in L.A., so we, you know, do so much out back in L.A., but they love coming here. I mean, they'll, you know, I don't want to give too much information away, but let's put it this way. The Camby is a great vehicle. You know, this is kind of what we do.
Well, we're VIP all the way, the Green
all
Ram,
the
we're going
to
be there.
Oh, man, I'm excited to roll you guys out and show
that's
people
right.
who you are. Yeah.
And we're going to get Chet and Rachel DJing there.
Yeah.
Chet,
but I got a proposal for him if you're going
to
DJ.
I'd love to.
No disrespect, but he has to have some midget women dancers on at your DJ booth, okay?
I can see what I can set up. But.
We want that. Okay? You got to bring that. That's part of the...
He'll bring lots of friends. So I'm glad that Phoebe's back over here because we got to get the band, Pajama Pants, nice. Over here. Brenda, did we get your keyboard set up?
After they perform, we may have time to hook up with
amp. So Chet, you go ahead and stay there. So Brenda, do you want to give up your seat? And then, and then everybody, come on over. Pajama Pants, Phoebe, what are we going to hear?
We're going to do Helios. It's their CD, our single release one. This song is basically about how life can be really hard and very repetitive, and it kind of gets boring. And it's just kind of a reminder that we kind of need to stop feeling sorry for ourselves and get and wipe off the dust and just keep doing our job because people are counting on us. So that's kind of like the basic of the song.
So don't quit.
Yeah, don't quit. Even though it can get boring, but people are relying on you. And you need to take responsibility. Yeah.
Be positive.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Do we need this one?
Yeah.
All right. There we go. All four. All righty. So, Alex, do you want to say hello?
Hi there.
She's going to have to get in your chair.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Well, you're playing that and singing.
Yeah,
and so she's going to need two.
Okay.
She needs one for the, and are you singing too?
I'm not, no.
All right, let's start at the song. Here we go. Alex and Tammy, do you want to say hello?
Hi.
Hi there.
I'm Tammy.
And I'm not singing on this show for once.
So how long have you guys been together?
We've been in a band for 8 months, 6 months.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
All right. So we've been together 8 months, and we're going to have that release party. That's going to be, what, March 7th?
March 7th is the party. The stream is February 28th.
February 28th. Okay. Yeah. And what do people have to do with it? How do they find it?
They just type in Helios by Pajama Pants on iTunes, Spotify, any kind of streaming.
Google Play, you know, any of that fun stuff.
Yeah. Okay, great. And you're all on this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Can we hear it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Here we go.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Oh,
Thank you.
I'm so excited for this release. Thank oh, my goodness. Well, it took us so long to get situated. Can we just go straight to a second song?
Sure. Yeah. Kimmy, want to get that gooey?
Yes, ma'am.
Sweet.
Oh, what's that? What are we getting?
Oh, her guitar, she calls it a gooey.
When she gets back, she can tell her what its name is.
So, Alex, I like the look.
Thank you.
You look so cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I did too.
Yeah, you do not know how hot it is wearing this jacket on top of this, like,
is it a
like fleece unicorn onesie?
Yeah.
Like, as soon as we leave, I'm going to be ripping this thing off. Thankfully, I'm wearing a tank top underneath, but.
Yeah.
I love it. It's great. All right, what are we going to hear? What's our second song?
This song is called Mr. Krabs, and yeah, it's kind of, we got inspiration from the TV show SpongeBob, and it's kind of like, okay, in the show, Mr. Krabs has this daughter who's a whale, and so I've always kind of been curious because he's a crab and his daughter's a whale, so I'm like, is she adopted? What's going on? So it kind of put like my own idea that like his wife or his girlfriend or something was also a whale, but she left when Pearl was born or something like that. So he's kind of writing a letter to her being like, I raised her by myself and I did a good job and she's such an amazing daughter and I don't need you kind of a thing. So that's kind of what the song is about. So, yeah.
I love it. It's a novel.
Yeah, yay. Thank you. All right. Are you ready, Tasm and Alex?
Mm-hmm.
Ready, Freddy. Sweet.
So no bums in the beginning?
No bums.
And we are here saving the planet.
One show at a time.
Sweet, sweet mother of pearl, you done me wrong, so I gotta move on. Hardly, darling, I can see it. She's fighting them off with all her strength. Hardly, darling, I can see it. She's fighting them off with all her strength. Fighting all these strangers, they can barely even get back home. Hardly, darling, I can see it. She's fighting them off with all her strength. Hardly, darling, I can see it. She's fighting them off with all her strength. Wanna get to her, gotta get through me. Wanna get through me, that ain't happening. That ain't happening. Hardly, darling, I can see it. She's fighting them off with all her strength. Hardly, darling, I can see it. She's fighting them off with all her strength. Yeah.
Pajama Pants. Follow us on Instagram, Pajama Pants Band. Woo.
Okay, so real quickly, can we repeat that? How do people follow all three of you?
You start.
On my personal Instagram or
just whatever you want people to follow you on?
I'm on Instagram at Tammy Whack, T-A-M-M-Y underscore W-H-A-A-A, three A's and K.
And I'm on Instagram Alex J. Perillo, P-E-R-I-L-L-O. I do this, and yeah.
I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube under the name Phoebe Marlowe. You can follow our band, Pajama Pants Band, on Instagram.
We are so excited. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, of course.
You guys, you're so unique.
Thank you so much.
Thank
There's
you.
Nobody like this, and this band is just... You know, I'm just so inspired because your lyrics are so interesting and intriguing. And You guys just, you look the part too. Just so exciting. And we just love having you guys. Thank you so much
for
being here.
Thank you so much for letting us play here. Yeah.
So thank you. So I'd like Chet and AC to come over to the mics and just grab the mic and wish everybody, everybody say hello.
Hello.
We have a whole minute.
Yes, okay. Okay, yeah. Hello, everybody. Thank you. This is the best. Had a great time. Amazing.
All right, May 2nd, your event.
Vote for Kinga.
You're the best.
MillionDollarMingle.com. You want to be there.
Thank
we'll see you
so
at Million Dollar Mingle.
We'll see you at the party if you want to be cool.
Single and mingle, that's
if you want to be single and mingle, let us know.
Thank you for listening to In the Green Room. Join us here live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. or anytime on demand 24/7 on StarWorldWideNetworks.com.